KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I've got two movies this week, one good and one really, really bad. So let's start with the bad one. Suburbicon is a black comedy that's not only unfunny, but deeply dislikable. It's the result of exhuming an old unproduced Coen Brothers script about murder and perversity, then combining it with a facile denunciation of white racism in the 1950s in suburbia. These two elements have no organic connection with one another, although they do share a tone that's simultaneously lurid, self-congratulatory, condescending, and lifeless. The director was George Clooney, who shares credit for the script with Joel Coen, Ethan Coen, and Grant Heslov. The cast includes Matt Damon, Julianne Moore, and Oscar Isaac, and you have to ask what in the world they were thinking. The racism is focused on the only black family in town. It's wildly out of scale. The home invasion wreaks havoc on the family of Matt Damon's gardener, a white-collared dullard who lives with his invalid wife, Rose, their young son, Nicky, and Rose's twin sister, Margaret. The twin sisters are played both by Julianne Moore. Since this is basically a Coen Brothers concoction, the home invasion is not what it seems, but the only two sources of sustained vitality in the cast are Oscar Isaac as a shrewd insurance agent and Noah Jupe as Nicky. He gives a terrifically touching performance as a traumatized kid trying to understand what's going on around him. Novitiate is a debut feature written and directed by Maggie Betts and set mostly in the early 1960s in a cloistered convent in rural Tennessee. For a while, it's slow and earnest, a drama that feels like an orientation manual for entering the convent. Gradually, though, it wins you over with endearing performances and a clarity of purpose. In a time of reflexive irony and glib sophistication, Maggie Betts has made a lovely film about love of God, about marriage to God, and given it a political dimension as well. The story centers on a young woman named Kathleen, who's played by Margaret Qualley. She's the product of a fractured family, a non-Catholic family, like the filmmakers, and she comes to the convent and her calling by way of the tuition-free education offered by a local parochial school. Kathleen's new life is so harsh that it leads to an inevitable loss of faith, but there's a fascinating context here. While the novices are living under the dictatorial rule of a mother superior, the Second Vatican Council in Rome, convened by Pope John XXIII, is pushing for doctrinal changes that will liberalize convent life. The Mother Superior is played magnificently by Melissa Leo. She's a tyrant who insists that she speaks for God in every syllable she utters, a woman who embodies all the passions and contradictions of the religious life, and I couldn't take my eyes off her. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.